This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 44 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are going to be tackling another Western. So, of course, this month of March, we've been going through Westerns each week. And this week's Western is it's another remake, mid-2000s movie, 310 to Yuma, starring Russell Crowe and Christian Bale. Alex, I know you recently saw this for the first time. So this is like a very recent rewatch for you.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen this since the theater. I've seen it after the theater, but it's been a long time since I watched this.
2007, this film came out. So there you go.
Okay, 2007. I'd say it's probably been close to 10 years since I've seen it, honestly. So I was actually really looking forward to revisiting this one. But before we go ahead and give you our take on this movie, let's do a couple of housekeeping things first. If you're watching on YouTube, please make sure you go ahead and subscribe to the channel if you're not already. Give us a like and give us your comments with your scores for 310 to Yuma. And we're going to give you our criteria in a second. And if you're listening on the go, whether you're on Apple Music or Spotify or Stitcher or Google Podcast or wherever, make sure you give us a like, subscribe. That way you get the downloads every week and you can take us on the go with you. Okay, let's give you our criteria. We always score the same exact thing. Lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, and overall. And then we give you our total points out of a 25, and then we let you know what we thought about the movie. So those are our criteria. Before we get to that, we get to my favorite part. This is where we talk about how much money we think it made and how much it made, and Alex tells you what he thinks the critics gave this and then what they actually gave it.
Yeah.
So, all right, box office first. This is where I guess. I've been pretty close lately. I don't think this was a huge hit. I think this is one of those movies that people liked, but it didn't make a ton of money when it was in the theater.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it, I don't think it was like a dud or anything. I'm going to say it made 57.5 million dollars. That's my guess.
All right, here we go. 310 to Yuma, box office numbers from 2007. Domestic, $53,606,916. International, not so good, $16,409,304. On a worldwide total of $70,016,220. On a budget of $55 million.
Ooh, okay. So it wasn't a huge hit. Because if you factor in marketing and things like that, it probably broke even or maybe even lost.
Yeah.
I don't know if it did well on video or not, but all right. So not amazing, but that's okay. Because we're going to tell you if the movie's good or not. It doesn't matter how much it made, right?
That's right.
Also, Rotten Tomatoes. So, Alex, what do you think this movie got from the critics and from the audience?
Okay, so the critics might... This looked like a critic movie. Mm-hmm. So am I going to go in the 90s bracket? I'm going to go with an 83.
Okay, 83.
The crowd liked Rambo Last Blood.
They did.
So I'm going to go with a 91.
Oh, okay, 91. All right, so guess what? If you would have flip-flopped those scores, you would have been closer to the actual scores. But
really?
Either way, you're not very far off. Yeah, So the critics gave this an 89. It's an 89% critic score. And the audience score is an 86%. No matter how you slice it, it's very well-received both by audiences and critics. People liked it. So it's kind of weird that it didn't make so much money, but everyone seemed to actually like it as far as reviews are concerned. But there's one thing that we want to tell you, and it's that none of that matters. Because on the Action Movie Guys podcast, we give you our scores. So who cares if it got an 86 or an 89 or anything like that? Because me and Alex are going to tell you what it's really all about. So Alex, please start us off with the lead character. This is, of course, played by Christian Bale in this movie. What did you think?
All right, we already know. I'm not a crazy Christian Bale fan, okay? I'm not a crazy Batman Christian Bale fan. So for me, I don't like much of his work because of it. But Nate started to open my eyes a bit.
I think I'm turning you around.
You're turning
here.
Me around because I started to like the Bales, but not the Batman version. But I like the Bales regular version. So I gave him out the ballot. I gave him a 5. He was a very believable actor in this movie. He was a rancher that I think he was in the war and then he lost his leg during the war. Yep. So he couldn't fight as much for his country. His kids used to pick on him. Calling him calling him a punk or something like that, like a one of those like scaredy cats or something.
Yeah, and it's the older son.
He was picking on his dad. Yeah, beat him with my own pig leg. I would have popped it out and whooped him with it. Anyway, yeah. I gave him a 5. It was very believable. Once he met, you know, Russell Crowe, their interaction, just that's what brought the movie to light. And I thought Christian Bale was a hell of a lead for this. I would have gave him an Oscar in 2007 for this movie for best lead. But again, I gave him a 5 here in the Action Movie Guys podcast. Nate.
All right. Great score. Listen. Not going to get an argument from me. Christian Bale's awesome. I am a big fan of Christian Bale's work in general. I really like him in almost everything he's in. So, I like him in this movie. I'm just under you. And by just under, I mean 4.5 is what I gave him. A 4.5. I think he's a great lead. He's someone worth following. I think that's always important, right? You know, like, if you have a lead character, you got to want to follow them. And I want him to do well. I want him to succeed. He turns a corner for me pretty early on when he's talking with his wife. And it's the scene where they're having dinner with Russell Crowe. They're at his house. And he's talking to his wife. And they go in the room. That little speech he gives his wife, right then I was like, oh, I want this guy to, you know, I want this guy to succeed. No matter what happens in this movie, I want him to do well. Because before that, he's kind of quiet. He's a quiet character throughout the movie. So let's get that out of the way. He's a more quiet character. And I think that might affect, for me, the 5. And we're going to get to it in literally a second. But for me, a 4.5, a great lead character and a great performance, though. His performance of the character is great. I agree with you. I wouldn't have been surprised if he had, like, been nominated for an Oscar. He's darn good in this role. So, villain. Now, this is why I gave him a 4.5 because Russell Crowe is absolutely, I don't say he steals the movie, but he's so, and I'm not the biggest Russell Crowe. The way you feel about Christian Bale, that's me with Russell Crowe. I'm not the biggest Russell Crowe fan. He's way more charismatic than Christian Bale, and he's slightly more fun to watch, even though, you know what I mean? So he's a 5 for me, by the way. A 5 for Russell Crowe, a great character. Ruthless, bad guy. He has moments. You know what I mean? They're sprinkled throughout where he doesn't quite do what you think he's going to do, but he's still a villain. He's not a good guy. You know what I mean? And I like that. I like when good guys, I mean, bad guys maybe do something that's good, but they're still a bad guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It starts off pretty early where, when they're at the camp, and the Apaches, they're going through the Apache section, and he ends up saving Christian Bale's kid. He could have let him get shot. You know what I mean? He could just let him die, and he would have went on his way or whatever. But he, you know, he doesn't. He saves him. And there's a couple moments sprinkled throughout, which I really enjoyed. But Russell Crowe owns in this movie. He's charismatic. He got some great dialogue. Really great dialogue. This movie's very well written, but he delivers the dialogue very well. I really love him in this movie. I gave him a 5.
Look, dude, you said everything, okay? You said everything. But what I will say is, what I would add to that is, Russell Crowe stole the damn show. There's nothing I can say. He is the embodiment of an freaking gunslinger bad guy. Like, that dude was it, man. If you wanted a bad guy, Russell Crowe was your bad guy. He had the wits, okay? Uh-huh. He knew how to talk to the good guy and mess with his mind. He knew how to, like, escape from certain situations if he didn't want to, but he did. And his morals were good, but bad, but in between, you really didn't know where he could go. And that's what I loved about Russell Crowe. And I'm with you. I wasn't a crazy Russell Crowe fan until he was Jor-El in Man of Steel. And that's when I was like, oh, this guy's good. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, he was believable. But, I gave him a 5, like I said. I loved him. I mean, him and Christian Bale had some great chemistry, especially towards the end. One of the best. Loved it.
It's like a great 1-2 lead in this movie, right? Like good guy, bad guy.
Yeah.
It was top notch. And one of my favorite parts, I like what you said too there, where he's talking with, when they're at the campfire the first time, and he's talking with Christian Bale. It's not a funny scene. Like, it's not written for, even though there is some light comedy in this.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk is in this and he's pretty funny. But, there's a scene where he's talking with Christian Bale and Christian Bale just points at him and he's like, go to sleep. It makes me laugh every single time I see it. And like, it's not supposed to be comedy per se, but I don't know what it is. Like, he gets under his skin so much. He just gets so annoyed that he just points at him and just says, go to sleep. And I crack up every time. I love that part. Well, but you're absolutely right.
That was funny. And then I know it's like overall whatever, but
yeah,
that was funny. But the scene that he was in the room, right? And yeah, they kill the sheriff or whatever it was, or they shoot the sheriff. And he tells him, all you got to do is take $1,000 and let me go.
Yep.
And he's like, no. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, just take it, man. Yeah. You were rich. And he's just like, no. And then that's when he gave him the speech, like, you know, you don't understand. Yeah. And then I really felt bad. And I'm like, and he felt bad
Christian
for him
Bale. Too. Yeah. Yeah, he's great in this. And he's not shades of gray, where Russell Crowe has some. Bale is whatever. I think the line delivery works well. If he was just like a little more, I would have given him the 5 as well. But you're right. Yeah, he just says nope.
Yeah, like nope. And the cool thing is that Russell Crowe is sitting at the edge of the window and going, hey, guys, stop shooting. He's like, oh, yeah, that was really good. But go ahead.
All right. So action scenes, please.
Let me just tell you right here. Action scenes. You wanted to see good Western action scenes. I mean, modern take on a Western, okay? Because I love Quick and the Dead. I think that's a great for one of those tournament-style shooting movies. I love Magnificent Seven, okay? That has some good action scenes. But you want straight cowboys and Westerns? This is a 5, okay? That final of them getting onto that choo-choo train, okay, is one of the best. The choo-choo train. is one of the choo-choo. Is one of the best scenes I think I've seen in a long time. It was shooting. They were ducking. Christian Bale was hiding behind barrels because everyone was shooting him all over the place. His son got in the action. And you know what? I loved it. And I gave it a 5.
Dude. Yeah.
I gave it a 5, man.
No, nope. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to say anything. It's 5 for me, too. So I also give it a 5. Now, I will say this. I know you guys know, because we've been doing this for 44 episodes now, and I've mentioned this. I do like variety with my action. This doesn't have the most variety, but you have to consider the time, right? It's a Western. So it's pretty much just going to be shootouts. You know what I mean? The cool thing is that they are very well executed shootouts. Very well directed. James Mangold directed this. He's an incredible director. And he did a great job directing all these action scenes. Also, it's rated R. So there's blood. You know, it's violent, which I like. If you're not going to do like super creative action, at least make it brutal and violent. And this is that. So it makes up for that. Although, early on, you do have that scene where they have the machine gun, like that big machine gun on the thing, and that's pretty different. Also, they shoot a dynamite on some horse, and the horse just explodes. I love that part. So they did try to mix in where they could, you know, besides just standard point-and-shoot, you know, Westerns. So I gave it a 5 as well. I think this is the first of the Westerns we've watched that is like an action movie Western. You know what I mean? And it has all the qualities of a traditional Western, but then modern action, which I appreciate. Yeah. All right, storyline. So this might come as a surprise. I'm going to give it a 5. It is a very simple story, okay? But sometimes simple is exactly what you need. You don't need it to be overly complicated, right? You have a bad guy who is on the run, as most bad guys were. He's an outlaw, right? And you have a good guy who's down on his luck, who sees an opportunity to do something that will help provide for his family. So you're instantly rooting for him, right? Then you have this dynamic of them. It's also kind of like a road movie because they're traveling from one place to another. You have the guy's gang out in the side, always looming, trying to rescue him, led by Ben Foster, by the way, who's also very good in this. Mm-hmm. The acting in this movie across the board is amazing. But that's pretty much it. This guy needs to get from point A to point B. I need to get paid, and we got to not let these guys rescue him. That's I've explained to you the whole movie, and yet it's 2 hours and it's enthralling the entire time. And I think when you can do that, then the storyline is very good. Not again, not overly complicated. Good dialogue, very well written. 5 out of 5.
Yeah, you look. There's a pattern here, and there's a pattern, and this is, it's called the 5 pattern because that's what you're about to get. I'm giving it a 5 too. And the thing is, I agree with everything you said, and that's the key about this movie. Simple plot. You don't need a physics degree to figure right. out what you're going to do in a Western movie. Okay? Mm-hmm. Simple. John Wick 1. Simple. You kill the dog, he goes apeshit. That's all you want. That's all you want in the movie. This 3:10 to Yuma is mad simple. The pacing in this 2-hour movie that Nate said is amazing. You're not bored at times. Even when they're talking, you're still invested in the character. Then the action picked up. A little bit, sprinkle a little bit of here. Then they go right into talking more. Sprinkle a little bit of more action. Talking, action, bam! Mad action towards the end. And then a little bit of talking. Loved it. I loved it. It's you said it the best. I gave it a 5.
And you're right. You know what? Every time they start to talk, and not too long, but just they start to talk, something violent happens. Mm-hmm. Period. Something violent. Either a shootout, or someone gets stabbed, or someone gets lit on fire in a stagecoach, or something blows up, or someone escapes. As soon as the dialogue gets to a point where they're talking a lot, someone's pointing a gun. It's great. You're right. The pacing is just like, you can't never just sit there. This is not one of those Westerns where you're just looking at vistas, you know what I mean, of like the old West. And those are great. They're beautiful. This ain't that one, although it does look good. So, okay, overall, you go.
Yeah,
I didn't know what you're going to give it, but you still go.
You know, the pattern, man, it's the pattern. Okay, there's a pattern, and the pattern is it's a 5. Okay, it's Johnny 5 of 5.
Yep,
right. It's overall, this is what you want in a Western movie. Okay, you got great story, you got great pacing in the story, you got great cinematography. The landscape is beautiful. Okay, in the dark when the fires are on. Looks amazing and stunning in 4K. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a 4K disc review, but I'm telling you, it looks crazy good in 4K. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale as the lead. Amazing with his nice, sexy silk hair. Okay? Then you got the brute. Okay? Mad Dog Crow. Russell Crowe's freaking character, which I don't know. I don't think that's his name. But
Ben Wade.
Yeah, Ben Wade or whatever. Amazing. Yeah. Okay, he fell for my man. He was like, you know what? I'm getting on that train. Because he already know he could escape it because he did it like 100 times. So
right.
Yeah, so he did it for him. He was like, you know what? I'm going to make this guy do it.
And they almost became friends.
They almost did, man.
You know?
And they almost did, and I like that. And you know what? As an entire package, man, guys, get yourself 3:10 to Yuma, man. I'm telling you, you're not gonna be. It's not gonna be a wrong choice. If you're not into Westerns, this is a good movie. Like True Grit, we did True Grit. Okay, last episode, a few episodes back, was True Grit.
Last one, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think this is a better movie than the remake of True Grit. But True Grit had the same feel as this. It's just that it did not have the action and the pacing that we wanted. Okay, because that had a little dull moments, but it didn't sprinkle a little bit of the action. It didn't, you know, in the words of Michael Jackson, it didn't sizzle it. It didn't sizzle it. You know what I mean? So with that said, I gave it a 5 overall. What do you give it?
So so this movie, for me, a 5 is perfect. This, I have a couple of minor things that bother me about this movie. They did the first time and they do now. I hate... And I know whatever, I don't care. I hate the son character. Logan Lerman, he's so annoying right off the bat. I always hate, like, this kid's disrespectful right from the jump. And for me, this is a pet peeve. I always hate disrespectful kids. I'm just like, oh, like, get out of here. He's annoying. Now, is there redemption? Is there? Sure. Sure. You know what I mean? And they come to understand. But he always kind of bothers me. And he's annoying for a while. You know what I mean? Also, I do like Ben Foster in this a lot. I like the other gang, but I wish they were in it more, but maybe like just a touch more, because they go for some stretches. You know what I mean? Where it would have been interesting because they're dynamic. You know, the Ben Foster especially is dynamic in this. So give me a little more. A 4.5 for me. It's a 9 out of 10 in my brain. I'm thinking, you know, out of 10, I give this movie a 9 out of 10. It's close to like a perfect movie, in my opinion. Couple of minor gripes. The music also, I don't love like the score. I feel like it needed a more kind of epic Western score.
Yes, for the music. That I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't fit the movie as well, but direction is great. Acting is great. Cast is great. Action. I mean, if you're just talking an action Western, perfection. Overall movie for me, so close, so close. So Alex, with that being said, total scores for me, it comes out to a 24 out of a 25.
For me, and I'm looking at this as an action Western movie, not not more drama. That's Nate's passion, and that's what he's into. I'm more into action movies. Okay, yeah. That's why we developed this, because we have two different style of watching movies, and that's why we fuse the action movie guys. And this is a perfect example of how me and Nate rate movies. I am solely doing this for action, and I think this is a perfect action Western movie where Nate sees the flaws in characters, where I didn't, because I was just so caught up in the acting and the gunfighting that all that just went away. It just went away. And that's why I love doing these shows night in and night out, because it's just so great that we're in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
But it's just two different styles of viewing. And I like that.
Even with our different styles of viewing, you're at a 25 and I'm at a 24. So if you're more like me, you're still going to love it. And if you're more like Alex, you're still going to love it. So either way, you can't go wrong. This movie is great. I'm glad I told you to get it before. Because I think the 4K was like pretty cheap. I was like, just buy it. Trust me. It's good. I don't always tell people to spend money on stuff, but I just had a feeling you were going to like it. So that is 310 to Yuma, a great movie from 2007. Christian, like you said, the sexy, silky. Look, neither guy, honestly, if you're a lady and you're watching, neither guy is bad to look at in this. Studs, right? We got Russell Crowe. We got Christian Bale. They're both looking good out in the old West riding horses. There's something for everybody is what I'm trying to get.
Yeah.
So you will enjoy yourself. And of course, we got two more Westerns this month. So next week, we'll be covering a first-time watch for Alex. You don't know. I was pretty excited for one other one. I'm really excited for this one. Django Unchained. Alex has never seen it. We're going to be reviewing Django Unchained from Quentin Tarantino next week. And then we'll be wrapping up the Western month with the remake of The Magnificent Seven, starring Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, and a bunch of other good actors. So, yes, that's what we got coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, and again, thank you to everyone that voted for us to watch this. That's something that we have not been saying. But again, thank you so much, because, I mean, you guys booked us till like almost the end of the summer in terms of movies watch.
We're done,
Through May. So, just keep it coming. The more you guys vote, the more we keep watching these action movies. But again, if you want to follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. And then, of course, check out his podcast with him and his friends, NateFlix Movie Reviews, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Levels of Geeks, same thing. Levels of Geeks across the board, whether it's Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Check out our website, www.levelsofgeeks.com, where we got the merch store. We got everything nice and organized on that website. That is our official website. News drops, go there. And there you have it. I mean, that's everything is official. That's our hub. That's our central hub of Levels of Geeks.
Right.
Till then, that is your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.